Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show coming up for you guys on this Wednesday. Plenty of college basketball talk. Chase Kitty standing by, going to get his thoughts on some college basketball futures, some games on today's slate. I also will give out some of my favorite plays of today's slate as well. Matt Horner going to join us later on for Lions Den. We'll get some of Matt's thoughts. Also, we got the Mexico Open teeing off tomorrow. Dive into some of our favorite plays that we like in the Mexico Open, including our full screen with my entire card that I like starting tomorrow. And then we'll continue our preview in Major League Baseball, rolling through the NL Central. Today, we dive into the St. Louis Cardinals. It's weird to see the Cardinals win total only at 76.5. Usually, playoff perennial team, obviously going a little bit through a rebuild. We'll talk about the St. Louis Cardinals today on the show. As always, any questions, any comments, any bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in. You can go at the BetMGM Network. You can follow us on YouTube, on Twitch. You can watch the live stream on X as well. Send in anything that you guys have for us. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you guys get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling, though. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Chase Kitty. Make sure you guys give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM. Chase, great having you on the show, man. Excited to talk some college basketball with you. Before we get into some of the games tonight, I want to get your thoughts on just some of the teams around college basketball. And we'll start with one that we saw last night, and that's the Kansas Jayhawks, man, because it's been a long, long time since we've seen a Bill Self team struggle this much like this Kansas Jayhawks team is at this moment. This was the preseason number one team. You know, they had a nice non-conference. They were playing pretty decent the first couple months. But now, Chase, I mean, the wheels have just kind of fallen off for Kansas. Do you feel like that they can regain anything at all, or are they just too lost at this point?
I think it's about expectation setting. So if you're Kansas, right, this is one of the blue bloods of the sport. If you're Kansas, the expectation is, hey, we compete here for national championships. We won one a couple years ago. We win them all the time. We want to win another one. If that's the goal, yeah, I don't see them in that class this year. And it is, as you alluded to, it's uncommon for them to sort of fall this far back to the pack. I was looking at our futures at MGM today. 50-1, I think, was the price that I saw after last night. I think they're currently being projected as a 5 seed. That would be the worst seed for Kansas in an NCAA tournament since 2000. So oof, this is pretty bad by Kansas standards. There's a couple ways I think you could attack this. Number one is, okay, if you're taking the championship futures off the table, what might be more interesting, more attainable? Maybe Kansas is still, you think, a good bet for maybe like a Sweet 16 future, or to go on a run maybe game by game. You could attack it that way without necessarily having exposure in the championship market. I think the downside to that is, to be a bit more realist about it, Kansas generally goes on nice runs when they're a one seed. So I went back and dug up what happens under Bill Self when they're not a one seed. They have been a two seed or worse 10 times since he became the head coach of Kansas. Three of those 10 times they made the second weekend of the tournament. Seven of the 10 they crashed out in the first week. So history says, if you're playing the numbers, not only are they not a national title contender at this point, maybe they might get bounced pretty early, and you might not want to dance with the exposure anywhere in the futures market with them altogether.
Some really good research and some really good data there on the Kansas Jayhawks. Chase, let's talk about the Big Ten. I feel like this has probably been the most wide open Power Four conference in college basketball all year. I think if you wanted to tell me Michigan was the best team, I think there's a case. If you wanted to tell me Wisconsin was, if you wanted to tell me maybe Purdue, maybe even Maryland with the way that they're playing. At this point, who would you say is the best team in the Big Ten in your eyes?
Yeah, wide open is exactly how I would describe it. I think regular season, right now, you ask me who the best is, I'd probably say Wisconsin. I think they've looked good recently. 14-0 in non-quad one games. Seven quad one wins is tied for the best mark in the conference, alongside, I think, UCLA, which I had to remind myself is a Big Ten team still. If you're looking at tourney futures, I think I'm more interested maybe in Michigan. I think they profile more as a team that's capable of going on a good run. They also profile more as a team that's capable of getting upset by a lower seed. So kind of pick your poison there. But top 25 adjusted efficiency in both offense and defense. That's one of those things you want to look for when you're thinking about teams that can go on nice runs in March. And five of the six losses that they have were one possession games away from home. They haven't lost a home game yet this year. So I think, if anything, that's a regression candidate and one that profiles well for March. I'll take Wisconsin today. I'll take Michigan next month.
All right, let's talk about the undisputed number one team in the country at this point. That's the Auburn Tigers winning on Saturday against Alabama in the battle of number one versus number two. I mean, Chase, they are number one in the country. A lot of people feel like they are the team to beat right now in college basketball. There are others that like Duke. People are starting to come around to Houston. Who do you think right now is the team to beat in college basketball? Is it Auburn for you?
I think it's pretty hard not to say Auburn. I think they just look the best game to game. They're super polished. The market says Auburn. It's not just the polls that have them number one. They are the current favorite in BetMGM's futures market. I know Duke has the head-to-head win. I take that seriously. Duke has about 20% of the overall handle at BetMGM, which I also take seriously, though I do think you have to throw an asterisk in there. They were attracting more preseason attention than a team like Auburn, so that kind of factors into that handle number as well. But when $1 in $5 is spent on Duke, you got to take that seriously, I think. But it's Auburn for me, and I think if Auburn played Duke in a rematch, like, I would bet Auburn. I would expect them to win. So it doesn't feel like one of those years where, like Louisville 2013 comes to mind, where, like, there is a clear best team. I am definitely taking that team to win the national championship. I don't even need to see what the bracket looks like. I don't think they're quite in that class, but they are the number one team for me. And if you made me pick a team, I'm probably picking Auburn.
Well, what would you do with their game tonight against Arkansas, right? Certainly is an interesting spot coming off that big win against Alabama. Maybe there's a little bit of a letdown tonight against Arkansas. They're favored by a whole bunch of points, 16.5, high total, 152. Did you do anything in that game tonight?
I haven't, but you laid it out exactly how I would play it if I was going to play it. Do you have a market-corrected letdown after a big win over your arch-rival Alabama in a game that everybody was talking about because it was this legendary, big, regular season event with the added context of the rivalry? After that, do you get a letdown spot? Even if it's not a quote-unquote letdown, are you now so heavily taxed as a favorite that there is obvious value on the other side? I would go bet against Auburn in the single game spot because of that, yeah.
What about the game of the night, Chase, in Columbia tonight between Alabama and Missouri? Mizzou's a one-point favorite, another high total because it's an Alabama game, 171.5. Should be a really good game tonight. Any side or total play that you like in this one?
I think it is super appropriately priced, and so I don't see a lot of value in going on either side. The total is exactly where I would make it. The spread is the spread money line exactly where I would make it. I could understand the case for betting Missouri here, but it's really like a 51-49 split. So in terms of like creating a valuable bet, I don't see a path there. If anything, I'm looking for Alabama futures, like maybe grabbing them at a Final Four price or something like that, because I think the system that Nate runs there is just so consistently going to win in March that you want to maybe get a piece of that futures action.
Chase, what are some games that you like tonight on the college slate, if any, bets that you have?
Yeah, I like North Dakota State plus 6.5. They're playing South Dakota State, so a little bit of a rivalry game. They played last month into January. North Dakota State shoots like crap. They shot 23% from behind the arc. Awful interior defense. I think they gave up like 70% of made shots inside the arc. So just like an abominable game from them in multiple dimensions. And yet, they still out-rebounded South Dakota State 36-30. Basketball people, if you're really in the weeds on like defensive rebounding percentage and stuff like that, it is very hard to shoot like crap and still out-rebound the other team. So the fact that they did, I think, speaks to a very obvious advantage they have in the game. I want to say on KenPom, they're like the number one effective field goal shooting team as well. So I think this is a huge regression spot where we get a nice performance out of North Dakota State. The 6.5 points is just gravy. I would also look at them outright in the game. Another one I like, Sunbelt Chase over here. Arkansas State minus 7.5. I think is a number that jumped out at me. This is a battle. South Alabama is the opponent, so this is a battle for first place in the Sun Belt. And you're looking at that thinking, pretty high stakes in this game. Why is one team favored by 7.5 if they're tied atop the standings? And I think it's one of those things where the number kind of betrays that, hey, maybe in the standings, this is a serious matchup. But actually, when you get into the game itself, there are reasons to expect a nice performance from Arkansas State. If you do want to bet that game, I think what I would do, it's already come down from 8.5. I would wait for it to come in a little bit more and maybe you get a better number.
I like it, Chase. Yeah, college basketball casuals should learn the name Brian Hodgson, the head coach of Arkansas State. He did just sign an extension, but really good coach there for the Red Wolves. Chase Kitty joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you guys give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM. Looking forward to having him on a bunch here over the next couple months, leaning in to March Madness. Chase, great having you on, sir. Good luck to you tonight.
Thanks, Paige.
You got it, pal. All right, talk to you soon. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. And let's talk about tonight college basketball slate. B Mills, I see you in the chat, my friend. Well done to you on Air Force last night. Minnesota, you didn't even need the points there against UCLA. Really good couple underdog bets there. For me, not great with the dogs last night. Purdue was looking like the right side in the first half. Couldn't quite get us the cover towards the end. Kansas, just an absolute disaster. Tonight, though, you like Temple plus 1.5 against Charlotte. Also, Cincinnati plus the points against West Virginia. Last one, St. Joe's money line over George Washington. I'm with you on St. Joe's. I like that play. Temple, I think, is the right side, too. That line's a little bit fishy. But I think getting them plus the points probably should be a pick 'em. So I think that's a good look. Cincinnati, West Virginia, that's a tough game, man. West Virginia just plays to the level of their competition. Feels like they almost play everybody close. I think getting Cincinnati over the possession at the plus 3.5, probably the right side. Think I'm just going to stay away from that game, though. The games that I do like tonight in college basketball, we're going to start in the Big Ten with Nebraska at Penn State. Cornhuskers 1.5-point favorites with a total of 149.5. This is a real tricky game for Nebraska. This is a team that's really playing good basketball, going up against Penn State, who has lost 7 straight games. Yet here we are, Nebraska's only laying 1.5 on the road in Happy Valley. So got to be careful of that game. I like Penn State plus the 1.5. I think they win it outright. Nebraska has played well as of late. They played some of the bottom teams in the Big Ten, though. They have won a couple games on the road at Minnesota, at Northwestern. They were down by 20, though, in the second half and then came all the way back to beat Northwestern. So a little bit misleading with some of their scores. I think this is going to be a close game night. It's going to be probably low scoring too, but I'll take Penn State, find a way to win the game. Then we got Vanderbilt taking on Kentucky tonight in Lexington at Rupp Arena. Wildcats 4.5-point favorites with a total of 162.5. This is also an interesting game because of the injury report for Kentucky. If you've kind of been following along with this Kentucky team, you know they're dealing with some injuries to the point guard position. Tonight, they're going to be without their top two point guards in Lamont Butler and Jackson Robinson. Now, these two guys didn't play against Texas, and they were able to lose by four at Austin. They still scored 78 points in that game. They also didn't have those two guys for the final 10 minutes against Tennessee. So Kentucky has been playing a little bit without Butler and Robinson. I think they're used to it by now. And the fact that they're going up against the Vanderbilt team that's number 79th in defense, according to KenPom, they're not elite on defense. I don't think they're going to miss having their two point guards in this game as opposed to like if they were going up against a really good defensive team. So I think we're getting a nice buy low spot here on Kentucky, missing some of their injured players. I'll take the Cats -4.5 tonight against Vanderbilt. Then we got a game in the Big East, Providence taking on Georgetown tonight. Hoyas are 2.5-point favorites with a total of 142.5. Now, technically, this is a home game for Georgetown, but because they play at Capital One Arena, home of the Wizards, it's technically like a, it's neutral site game between those two teams. So even though it's in D.C., Georgetown probably should be like -1. I think -2.5 is a little bit too high. I like Providence in the game. There are some threes out there if you can get the Friars. But with this being really a neutral site, even though it's in D.C., there's not much of a home crowd advantage for Georgetown. I'll take Providence +3 against the Hoyas. Then we got SMU taking on Notre Dame. SMU -1.5 with a total of 145.5. I like Notre Dame in this game. If you were watching their last game against Louisville, head coach Micah Shrewsbury called out his fan base. He called out Notre Dame fans because there was a lot of Louisville fans in that crowd. They were making a lot of noise. I think the fan base responds tonight. I think they show up. I think they cheer loud, give Notre Dame a nice little home court advantage. SMU's squarely on the bubble. They need this win. But I think Notre Dame's going to win the game. I take them +1.5. I take them on the money line as well. Then another tricky game in the Big Ten tonight with Oregon taking on Iowa. The Ducks are 1.5-point favorites on the road tonight in Iowa City with a total of 159.5. I like Oregon in this game. I just think Oregon, point blank, is better. Iowa's no good on defense. They never are under Fran McCaffrey. And Oregon, look, it's been tough for these West Coast schools, man, that have to go to the East Coast, Midwest consistently, all this type of travel. I think Oregon's starting to get acclimated to it a little better, though. And even though they've really struggled on the road this year in Big Ten play, I think this is a good spot for them going up against Iowa. So should be a high-scoring game. You know, whenever you get these games where the point spread is close and the totals are high, I like taking that that short point spread at -1.5. So I'll take Oregon, but look to live bet that game. Arkansas and Auburn, I was talking about it with Chase. It would only be Arkansas plus the points for me if I had to bet it, right? Auburn's coming off the game of the year. They beat their arch rival. Now they come home as 16.5-point favorites. It's a big number. Arkansas, the problem with them, though, is that they do not shoot the three-pointer well. And if you want to have any chance hanging around with Auburn, you better be able to knock down some three-pointers like Florida did when they upset Auburn a couple weeks ago. So I like the under in the game at 152.5. I don't think Auburn's going to score in like the 90s or the 100s in this game. I think they probably score like 81, 82. I think Arkansas gets in like the low 60s. Feels like an 81, 62 kind of game to me. So I like under 152.5. I think Arkansas is going to have a tough time scoring tonight against that Auburn defense. And then finally, game of the night in Columbia. We got number 4 Alabama, number 15 Missouri. Mizzou 1.5-point favorites with a total of 171.5. I told you guys when we were previewing the Auburn and Alabama game that I liked the angle the best of betting that game live, and hopefully you got Alabama at +9.5. They ended up losing by 9, and then you're able to buy back with a little bit of Auburn money line when the game was tied, get yourself a nice middle. Think you'll have an opportunity to do the same thing tonight. With the way that both these teams play and how, you know, sporadic their shooting can be at times, there are going to be some runs in this game where it's going to be 9-0, 11-1, 13-2, those kind of things. You could get some good opportunities to bet it live. I think Missouri wins the game, though. Bama's undefeated in SEC play on the road. I think they're due for a loss at some point. Probably a lot of people just expect them to bounce back after the Auburn loss. Missouri's really good, though. I think Missouri's going to win the game tonight. So I like Mizzou -1.5 against Bama. All right, let's talk some St. Louis Cardinals here on Send It In as we continue our MLB previews And look, the Cardinals, I mean, this is a team for essentially all my life that's been awesome. You know, they've had Hall of Famers, whether it's Yachty or Pujols or Chris Carpenter, Adam Wainwright, whatever it may be. They have guys that have been in that organization for a long time, and now it's kind of that new wave of players, and they're looking for kind of those new guys that they can build around. So their roster is a mixture of some veterans, but also a lot of young players, especially in their lineup, that they're counting on to really take that next step for them this season. The one guy they do have who was really good for them last year is going to be Sonny Gray. He's the frontline starter, their pitching rotation. They also got Eric Fetty, who came over from the White Sox midseason in a trade. Then they have Miles Michaelis as well to round out their top three. They have one of the best closers in the National League, and Ryan Helsley as well, so that will definitely help them on the back end. But the lineup, as I mentioned, they need a big year out of Wilson Contreras. They need a big year after Nolan Arenado. Paul Goldschmidt moves on to the Yankees, but they're relying on a lot of these young guys. Jordan Walker was a massive prospect, and it hasn't worked out really so far for St. Louis. He's getting another stint to try and prove that he can be an everyday major league player, so they need a big season out of him. They need Lars Nootbaar to have another good year. They need Alec Burleson to produce as well. There's a lot of what-ifs, and there's a lot of really St. Louis this season just hoping that they can kind of find their guys to build around. I'm really not big on St. Louis this upcoming season. I don't really see any value in betting any of their players, whether it's in any pitching market futures or any batting futures. Again, when I've been talking about the NL Central, I really think the value in this division is NL Manager of the Year. I think the NL Manager of the Year is going to come out of the NL Central, whether it's Craig Counsell of the Cubs, whether it's Derek Shelton of the Pirates, whether it's Terry Francona of the Reds, or whether it's Oliver Marmorall of the St. Louis Cardinals, who's 30-1, by the way. I think that is a great price, because the Cardinals are plus 800 to win the division. Their win total is at 76.5. Let's say the Cardinals win like 85, 90 games this year, which like would be a big surprise, but I don't think would be like crazy insane. I think Marmorall, 30-1, would probably end up winning that award. So, again, when it comes to these NL Central teams, unless there are like certain players that you think have some real upside, have some real value potentially, or their prices are just way off in certain markets, then maybe you bet into those. But I think Manager of the Year when it comes to NL Central is really the market that I would look at. You're getting a really good price here with Marmorall to win NL Manager of the Year at 30-1. So I like that look for St. Louis. I worry about the win total at 76.5, just because if they don't have a good first half of the season, I would look at this team to be sellers at the trade deadline, right? Probably going to shop around Sonny Gray, maybe. Probably shop around Nolan Arenado. I know Wilson Contreras has some years left on his deal, but maybe they listen to offers for him. Clearly, the Cardinals are trying to rebuild, and they're trying to get as many prospects as they can. So, look, if they get off to a good start this season, then great. Chances are they probably don't, and then in the second half, they start to fade. So that's why I would just take the upside and the high price with Marmorall to win NL Manager of the Year, and that's what I like for the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, let's talk a little golf. Golfing with Glasser. We're out in Mexico this weekend. Bring on my guy, Shawnee Sharp, and we'll talk about some of the bets that we like this week at the Mexico Open. Sean, what's the first one we got?
Yeah, Peach, the first one we got here is Patrick Rogers, first-round leader at 35-1.
I like that bet with Patrick Rogers. We talked about it yesterday. He's played here all 3 years that they've played at this course. He's finished in the top 10 all three times. And look, he was tied for third last week at the Genesis Invitational. He's in great form. All 3 years, he's gotten off to a pretty good start at this event. So at 35-1, I think it's a really good price. I like that for first round leader.
All right, next one we got here is Harry Hall, plus 160, or Nikolai Højgaard, plus 188, top 20 finish.
Yeah, we'll go with Højgaard at plus 188. The Højgaard brothers, Rasmus and Nikolai, are both guys that I would watch out for this week. Both guys can really bomb it, and both guys are young kind of stars in the game of golf. Nikolai, not quite as good yet as Rasmus, but he's got a lot of game. He's one of the longer hitters on tour. And as we've talked about yesterday, and we were previewing this event, driving distance. It's a bomber's paradise this week in Mexico. That's usually the name of the game. So I'll go with Højgaard, top 20 at plus 188.
All right, next, who would you pick to miss the cut? Kurt Kitayama at plus 275 or Aaron Rye at plus 250?
Yeah, let's go with Aaron Rye at plus 250. I like Aaron Rye on difficult golf courses, courses where it's going to be windy, where conditions are going to be tough. I don't like Aaron Rye at courses where there's no real penalty if you drive it off the fairway, or it's not really tough to get it up and down from off the green. This course just doesn't really suit Aaron Rye's strengths. and where he can gain strokes on the field. So I would bet him to miss the cut at plus 250.
All right, how about a first-round special here for Akshay Bhatia? Bogey-free round at 7-1 or make an eagle at plus 550.
Yeah, so we do have three par fives on the course this week. We also have a drivable par four as well. So you figure he gives himself four chances potentially at making eagle. I kind of like the bogey-free round, though, at plus 700. Akshay's the favorite this week, rightfully so. He's the best player in the field. And again, this course isn't overly difficult. I think there's a chance that he might not make bogey tomorrow. So I would go with that one, Sean, at 7-1.
All right, next we got, I'll finish you up here with two top placement finishes here. Carson Young at plus 550 or Aldrich Pottinger at 5-1 to finish top 10.
We'll go with Carson Young. I think he's got some real good value on him this week at plus 550. A guy that can really bomb the ball. He's played well here in years past. 8th and 15th place finish. So I would look at Carson Young top 10.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. Charlie Hoffman, plus 275, or Alejandro Tosti at plus 320 to finish in the top 20.
Oh, I'm all about Tosti this week, Sean. Tosti's my guy. He bombs it. He's one of the leaders in the PGA Tour in driving distance, and I think he's going to have a really good week. So I'm all in on Tosti this week. Even though I do like Hoffman, Tosti would be the guy that I would keep an eye on, plus 320 to finish in the top 20. All right, let's go to the Lions Den, check in with Matt Horner, who's joining us. Make sure you guys give Matt a follow on X, at @sharp_side_. Nailed this time, Matt. BetMGM Network writer. Matt, you also nailed it in college basketball last night, sir. Well done. Really good night. What do you like on tonight's card? What catches your eye?
Yeah, thanks for that one again there, PJ. Got a bunch of stuff over at odyssey.com/betting. Going to give out some of my favorite bets for tonight. You were just talked about one. Missouri on the money line against Alabama tonight. I got it at minus 110. It's around minus 120 now or so, but I still like that. Again, favorite bet of the night. I mean, you just got to take a look at this line. Everybody and their brother is expecting a bounce back for Alabama after they lost to Auburn, right? I mean, it's a classic bounce back type of spot, but the line is telling you that Missouri is going to win here. They're number 15 in the country. They've been an absolute wagon for me. I've bet them against the spread in like their past 10 games. They're 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 games. They've been a covering machine. And I think they get the outright win here tonight. So I took them on the money line against Alabama. Another game we're looking at, Penn State plus 1.5 against Nebraska tonight. Again, super fishy line here. Cornhuskers are 17-9 on the season. They've won and covered in 4 of their last 5 games. So why is this game a pick'em against Penn State, who straight up is 1-9 in their last 10 games and has not covered for like ages? Their last 5 games, they haven't covered a single spread. Every square in the universe is going to be on the Cornhuskers. Me, I'm going to be on Penn State here to get a win and cover this plus 1.5. And then a game nobody really is talking about or cares about, St. Joseph's tonight on the money line against George Washington. The Hawks coming off a heartbreaking 1-point loss against George Mason. Meanwhile, the Colonials, big upset win over Davidson in their last matchup. George Washington, 17-9 on the season. They're at home off that win. Now they're underdogs to a 15-10 team off a loss. Why is that? Probably because the Hawks are going to win on the road. So give me St. Joseph's on the money line against George Washington.
All right, there you go. Yeah, our guy B-Mills was talking about that St. Joe's game as well. I'm staying away if I had to bet it, though. I think you guys are on the right side there. Matt, you brought up one of the Big Ten games tonight, Penn State-Nebraska. This league is wide open this year, man. In about like 40 seconds, who do you think's the best team right now? Who do you like in the Big Ten?
Oh, right now, I mean, it's got to be Wisconsin, right? I mean, they just beat Illini last night, which was really sad. It was a prime upset spot for them, Illinois, to upset Wisconsin, but they avoided it. Props to them. They scored 90-something points. Their offense is fantastic, ranked 6th on KenPom in offense, ranked 7th overall right now. People overlook them because they lost A.J. Storr, but this is a team that's just churning on all cylinders. Clearly the best team in the Big Ten right now, but I like Michigan State a lot, too. They have a great defense, ranked 14th on KenPom, so look out for them.
Very good. And then, Matt, before we let you go in about 30 seconds, second half of the NBA season starts tonight. Did you do anything in Lakers or Hornets, or is there a team that you're looking out for in the second half of the NBA season?
Yeah, I'm not a huge NBA bettor. That's mostly for Dan Karpuk over here with us. But I do bet some futures in the NBA. One I placed on preseason and I did give out on site was Oklahoma City at plus 750. That's looking great for me right now. I mean, SGA is a monster. Jalen Williams has improved. They have six guys who average double digits. They've been fantastic. I know it's like plus 250 now, so the value's kind of sucked out. But I really think the Thunder have a great chance at winning the title.
All right, there you go. Matt Horner joining us here during the Lions Den. Make sure you give Matt a follow on X at @sharp_side_BetMGM network writer. Does great work for us here at the BetMGM Network. Matt, good luck tonight, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure. Thanks, BJ.
You got it. All right, guys, time to get into our best bets of the day. We will start with my prop lock, a player prop that I really like today in Kentucky and Vanderbilt. That's going to be Amari Williams, over 21.5 points for Kentucky, over 21.5 points and rebounds. I like combining those two things. Again, Kentucky's without their top two point guards, so they're going to need Oue to step up, and they're going to need Amari Williams to step up as well. So I like his over points and rebounds tonight against Vandy. Dog of the day, give me Penn State plus the 1.5 against Nebraska. That is a stinky line. And then my best bet, I like Missouri minus 120 on the money line. Get the job done against Bama. It's going to be a really good game. Missouri's for real, though, guys. I think they win that game tonight against the Tide. Thanks again to Chase Kitty, Matt Horner for joining us today on the show. I'm going to be on BetMGM tonight later with Ryan Horvat. I'll see you guys then. I'll see you tomorrow for some more Send It In.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.